Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Drive 959 Munchkins.
Little voices.
Big opinions.
So yeah, that's the question that I asked this afternoon. What do you think your parents were like when they were your age? And what's for dinner? Hey.
Fantastic. And we will be giving away those books. We've got 5 books to give away. Tackling Bullying Through Storytelling by Nalidim CB. We are going to be giving away those books. Quirkiest, funniest, funnest response on the voice note. There will be no hoops that you need to jump through. If you've sent a voice note and you are participating with us this afternoon, you stand a chance of winning that book so that you can be a better person and you can know how to tackle bullying if it ever, ever happens to you.
My mommy used to love playing outside to the point where whenever her mommy said to her she's taking her to town, she would say no because she's playing outside and she would enjoy it.
My name is Amatle and I'm 10 years old. And I think my mom and my dad, when they were still children, I think they were behaving good, but sometimes, a little bit of times, they'll be naughty, but most of the time, they'll be good. So that's what I think. Thank you, guys.
Now I know, when I was a child, I was well behaved, but I loved the streets.
Oh, so this is between what ages, 10 and to 15?
Yeah. I loved the street. So my family members used to call me Street Walking.
Wow.
Which is a song by a group called Shark Attack.
Yeah.
So we went with a street walking.
10 to 15 or 8 to 15?
I'm sure we will pay a lot.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think the one thing that I liked was, yes, playing in the street, because we were playing in the street when I'm kusha, when I party, when I eat. But I think I spoke a lot. As a thing.
You think? You don't know.
I know I spoke a lot. I know I was always speaking.
I have.
Like even got last room, I would get, if I'm getting a low mark, is because I'm trying to teach all the other kids how to do the work. By the time I get to my own book, I have forgotten the right answer because I've been seeing so many wrong. Like, I was always
what
that
an
kid.
Excuse.
No,
what
but
an
that excuse. Is the
she's
truth.
Still talking in her mind.
That was who, as a young kid, that was I was like a teacher.
Nah, fam.
At between the ages of 8 and 15, obviously.
Okay,
I think we've got a song.
What I think my mom and my dad did when they were younger, I think they were on the streets playing the geto, makusha, and those type of games. And they were very well behaved.
Really?
My mom was even disappointed yesterday that there was no penny on the street.
Hello, Kaya95 and the team. I think my mom was like naughty because she told me a story where my grandpa told her to make tea and she put salt instead of sugar in the tea. So I think she was bad, but sometimes she was good.
So I had to tell you,
naughty.
Yeah,
I was super naughty as a kid, like super naughty.
Oh,
like
being turned
when time starts,
carry on, Kuma. Carry on. Don't be distracted by the devil.
Also, why
carry
are you so
on.
Early, why are you so easily distracted?
I'm not easily distracted.
You are. Relax.
So I was.
So it's a gulugi satabeyo shop.
I was very naughty then.
Mm.
So I remember there was a day Umama Atimi. You know when we will come to Ubasi Lexin, and then later about if I go Ubasi football. I was like, to clean the whole stove and start afresh, let me hoi paraffin here, yabo.
No!
Because if I hoi paraffin, umlilo pezulu, I can go back to the street and play soccer. I hoi paraffin. And you remember paraffin actala is not like Liaman. Actala was very
potent.
Strong.
Very potent, yeah.
Lomlilo humuto, wangena eskupini, and it started, and exploded the kitchen. Catch the kitten.
Sikumbuzo.
Umama mavumbuka. Azanga cima umlilo.
Waqala nga.
Yes, iphokari.
Yeah.
Wathatha iphokari, wangathi qwingla inhloko. Iphokari before cima kitchen. So I was that kid. I was super super naughty. I would go I remember Rumunyu baba bekathanda ugogwami, bekamthanda ugogwami la baba loyana. Blind.
Like wrong.
Like beram fans, ang full kuma mga nila, lababa beram fans.
Uma,
kawin. Wala beram funa panzu koko
ama. Unama.
Koko ama racha, si chaypi ay yung papel. The time I learned, when I started some apricots.
Okay.
And I was a chubby kid, like super chubby.
Okay.
So I'm a aprikosi lobaba vumbuga. So obvious I'm the last one.
Okay.
Angbambe, he puts me into e what are the
Yeah.
Do you know how I won that case? What do you mean? 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 What do you
mean?
What do you mean?
What
do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What
do you mean? What do
you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you
I think your dad played soccer. Do you think our kids believe that we played soccer? Because my son thinks I was a horrible soccer player.
I think they do believe you played soccer. Whether they think you were any good,
no, I was,
it's really something up for debate.
Oh, I think a lot of kids in the ghetto were very good in soccer because it was our daily bread. There was nothing else to do. Couldn't play golf, couldn't play whatever.
Cricket basically less scale because there was that tennis biscuit sponsorship. Alibaba involved cool. Otherwise, we will play soccer. Almost all of us.
But there was were good. There was just an influx of soccer. It doesn't mean you were good. It means you knew how to kick the ball.
Why are you such a hater, dude?
Why are you hating,
Joe?
But you were not there. Good.
We played with Skumba go Super Sport, and clearly you saw Skumba has skills.
Like a pause.
It doesn't matter.
<A1. laughs> Why? It was a mistake, and he scored.
And then you caught you in Super Sport. Ngora no kora
a mistake. Because you fushu, about to fushu. Leli nyawo leli nyala kaka ni
ball. Let's sport here when again.
I played hockey. Well, okay. I played javelin.
I think we need to go to
javelin.
Hey, Tube.
I played javelin. I promise you.
My name is Tandulwethu.
Hey, Tandulwethu.
Today is my birthday.
Oh.
I think my mom and my dad were good, but I mostly think my dad was nuts because of his stretch marks on his hands.
Tandulwethu, we want to give you one book.
Yes, it's his birthday.
Yeah, it's your birthday. We're giving you a book.
Yes.
Mommy and dad will make a plan to come and fetch it.
So I would tell you permission from Kapela.
My lady Masopam CB's playground is going to you. First book given away.
Yes, because you're going to go to your own.
I'm useless.
Guys,
my mom was good and my dad,
but I don't trust my dad.
I think my mom was playing in the streets as a child and my dad was playing soccer with his friends.
I think my mom was really good as a child because she told me a really good story about her and good manners.
So I have a feeling Alabo mama but feed these kids wrong information because all the moms were good
and the dads and we are not sure.
We don't even trust them.
What dads
there
just in the street?
Yeah, you
can open your mic.
Sorry. Yeah. What dads there in the street just kicking the ball? So, guys, we need to give away books.
The last three voice notes that came through, we're going to give them the three books.
Okay, and then the first one of the first batch. So, Kimampila, please give us the names of the munchkins so that we can announce to them and they are able to come.
The last three voice notes that we just played.
Mm-hmm. And the birthday boy. Okay?
The birthday boy.
Yeah. So please give us all
How
the
many
names.
Are you giving away?
Five. Okay. So you can give us all their names and then what we will do is then we will tell them so that they know that they should come here anytime today, tomorrow, and Monday.
Yeah, tomorrow you are here.
I'm here tomorrow.
And Hila
is here tomorrow.
9 and 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, they can come through.
For sure.
And Khumus. In fact, come two more.
Drive 959 Munchkins.
Little voices.
Big opinions. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.